Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, rolling on the beat, PDP. Time for the word on the street where I be. On the MIC, now you know what they say. Drake nonstop, it's his birthday. Hey, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Hey, I say what up, I say what up. I come through and I ain't got no truck. Yeah, man, as you guys, I got that Drake nonstop playing in the background, man. It is his birthday. We're going to get into it in a minute. We're going to get into it in a minute. Hey, if you guys are listening to me right now on Soar Every Day, man, you can also, I got video footage on Facebook Live, too, as well. On my Facebook, you can go ahead and head over to that PDP, with that PDP. Yeah, I'm coming through, and I just be on my feet. Happy birthday to my boy D, to the R, to the A, to the K-E. But tomorrow, that be my birth too. Oh, no. Oh, man, my mama calling. Got to hurry up. They are in town right now. So let me go ahead and, damn it, man. Oh, man. Phone fell. Hold up, y'all. My phone fell. Hello? Okay. All right, man, I'm back. I had to talk to my moms real quick. They about to meet up with your boy. But, yeah, man, let's go ahead and get it cracking, man. They coming from Littlefield, so let's go ahead and get it in, man. There go my notes. Yeah, word on the street, man. The Washington Nationals, man, they thumped the Houston Astros in Houston 12-3. Now, they done went up two games in the 2019 World Series. I was watching a little bit of it last night, and last night I thought Houston was going to be, you know, I thought Houston was, shoot, they came out losing. You know, Washington Nationals went up 2-0. But the Houston Astros, you know, dropping bombs, you know, stealing bases. And I thought the Astros, you know, was going to, what up, yo? I thought the Astros was actually going to come out top. You know what I'm saying? They're at home. You know, they just dropping some bombs, just tied the game up, I believe, in like the second or third inning. But, man, they ended up losing 12-3. And I was just appalled and behind myself because, you know, the Washington Nationals are actually the underdogs. So I'm just like, what's really going on? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, well, the only highlight Houston had last night was Simone Biles. She out there doing some kind of acrobatic karate punch, and karate kick, you know what I'm saying? She did some kind of flip, and then threw out the first pitch. I was like, look at that girl go. Let me hit the ghetto bell for Simone Biles, man. The most decorated gymnast, not the most decorated black gymnast, the most decorated gymnast it is ever. When people say the GOAT, she is truly the GOAT. Greatest of all time, that's what that means. So shout out to Miss Simone Biles, and I believe she's only what, like 19. Come from the foster care. I actually saw her little lifetime life story, and man, she is definitely the true meaning of SOAR. So shout out to Miss Simone Biles and Houston Astros, man. Y'all can't be getting swept now. Y'all can't be getting swept. It's H Town. Powwow. Where you at? Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Travis Scott. You know, they all great. Houston, right? Well, we can go Port Arthur. Throw Port Arthur. UGK, Bun B, where you at, baby? RP, Pimp C, you know what I'm saying? But Houston, they two games away of getting swept by the Washington Nationals. You know, also moving on, let's hit the ghetto bell for Mr. Jerry Cover. I know it's probably not the way he wanted to start his first game because he's always practicing. He's always in the gym. He thinks, sleeps, and eats basketball. Straight from out of West Texas, Lubbock, Texas, man. Went to Coronado High School, went to Texas Tech, sophomore sensation. Got drafted first round, sixth pick, by the Phoenix Suns, got traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves right then and there, had a great preseason, but he only scored 4 points in his first NBA game. I was seeing his mama's Facebook. They so proud out there, living it up. They played against the Brooklyn Nets, who got Kyrie Irving. And I believe Culver had a turnover, too. He stole the ball and got one block, too, as well as 4 points. But, man, I see nothing but big things in this man's future. They say it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Culvers and the Culver family. Hit the ghetto bell for them. This is only the beginning. So everybody out here, don't get your draws in a pansy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be hearing or saying, man, well, this and this or this and this, man. You know what I'm saying? We riding with him to this time, but I'm going to let you know we riding with you, Culver. So keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? There's four times he comes to Texas, four times the Minnesota Timberwolves will come to Texas. So if you guys want to get your tickets, man, I will get those dates for you at a later time. But I do know it's November 27th. It's one time he's going to be in San Antonio talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves. So hit the ghetto bell for Mr. Culver. Also, it's happy birthday, Drake. I was just playing some Drake in the background right there. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play this one and watch Facebook end up flagging my video because, you know, I'm live on Facebook, too, for the people that's listening on the radio. You know what I'm talking about. And, Drake, he is now, well, how old am I? I'm 33. I believe he's 33, too, as well. My birthday is mañana. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they can hear this. Said a word on bro that your boy about to blow. It's one of my favorite Drake songs, man. This is on the Take Care album. But happy birthday, Drake! But you know, we know dudes can't really be giving shout outs to other dudes like that, so I'm just gonna keep it at that. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's my birthday, so I will be celebrating in a major way. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody that's listening on Facebook and also right here on the radio. Now it's time for me to go meet my mama and my grandma and my cousin. They say, meet me at Stripes. Like, oh Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, man. You guys take it easy out there. Thank y'all for listening. That's the PDP Podcast. And I'm out.